Back here on Kate Radio, kind of putting a wrap on the football season. The Alaska area team competing was United South Central. They were in action on Saturday night in their section semifinals. Rebels had a tough matchup against the top seed, top-ranked team in the state in Lester Prairie. 43-6 loss to the Bulldogs. Head coach of USC, TJ Schmidtke, joins us. And TJ, a good afternoon, and thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Yep, no problem. Glad to talk to you one last time.
Well, let's recap the game from Saturday night. And we knew coming into the game it was going to be a challenge against the Lester Prairie team that I heard is, I heard they're big, I heard they're strong, they're really good up front, and they're a team that obviously is the favorite to win Class A. Give us your thoughts, kind of recap some of the scoring from Saturday night.
Yeah, we came out and played pretty well. We ended up having a punt on our first possession. We had them on third down two or three times their first drive, and they ended up scoring. Then they got the two-point conversion. We then got a nice kickoff return to give us good field position. We ended up having a punt, though. And then we did stop them, and they punted to us, and we ended up scoring our next possession. John Martinez had about a 60-yard run to get it to 8-6. Our two-point conversion was knocked down. And then that was the end of the first quarter, but then the wheels kind of fell off after that. We started turning the ball over. Like last time we played them, we had two interceptions, two lost fumbles, and a blocked punt they returned for a touchdown. And that's kind of how our season came to a halt.
43-6 the final against Lester Prairie. But you look at the first quarter, and, you know, in the game of football, we know how big turnovers are. And it's a different ball game, I'm assuming, if your team was able to not turn it over.
Yeah, it would have been. I mean, just the momentum and the is just huge with the game of football. When you turn the ball over and you give teams short field, they can take advantage of that. They can go four downs instead of three and punt if you stop them on third down. Just changes the whole psyche of the game.
TJ Schmidtke, head coach of USC, recapping a 43-6 loss to Lester Prairie on Saturday. And when you look at the game, I think it's tomorrow night, Lester Prairie, Mayor Lutheran in the section finals. Give us your thoughts. If you had to pick a winner, who are you picking?
I'm going to definitely go with Lester Prairie. They played earlier in the year. We actually watched film on that game, and it ended up 16-0. Lester Prairie won, but Mayor Lutheran is defending state champs, and they do have a lot of new players, so they've just gotten better as the year's gone on. I think it's going to be a very close game, but I think Lester Prairie will come out on top in the end.
TJ, the team wraps up the season with a 4-6 record. Let's talk about some of the seniors. Who are some guys that played their last game on Saturday?
Yeah, we had Tabor Conley was an excellent athlete, three-sport athlete. Could go on and play college football, but I think he's going to go the route of playing some baseball. He had an excellent year for us. He turned into a great leader. Nathaniel Clore was another captain for us. He battled injuries last year and this year. Fought through a lot of pain to play in the playoffs for us, and I was really proud of him, how he was a leader even when he was hurt for several weeks. Nick Bushlock, very talented athlete, very, very good three-sport athlete. We'll miss him on both sides of the ball. We had a big lineman come out for football, Mason Logreen, and played for a few years and ended up being an excellent defensive tackle for us. So I'm very proud of the progress he made. Have a few other seniors that played some sparing minutes here and there, but really worked hard all year for us. So really losing some great kids, but have a lot of kids coming back next year.
Now, TJ, after wrapping up your first year as the head coach at United South Central, it's always tough when the season comes to an end, but I'm sure you're already probably focused on next year.
Yeah, we are. Just trying to get the kids in a routine off-season workout in between sports here, get them lifting, going to get their maxes done and the agility testing done so then we can test them in the spring again and then in the summertime to see the hopefully their progress. Having all coaches on board is huge with the weight room and agility training. So that's going to be a big focus for us moving forward.
TJ Schmidtke again, head coach at USC, wrapping up his first year as the head coach of the Rebels. Again, 4-6, the final record. They get beat in the section semifinals by Lester Prairie on Saturday. And TJ, thank you so much for joining us each week and keeping us up to date on Rebel football. We'll do it again next year. Appreciate it.
Sounds great. Look forward to it.